work something out before you kill me. Oh, June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me?
Get going, I'm gonna see a friend of mine. He's round and he's fuzzy, I love him because he's just Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear. Looking for fun, chasing some honeybees. Pooh Bear, I know he's out there. Rumbly, tumbly, climbing a honey tree. But never ends for us, we're so adventurous. Feast every now and again. Nobody home. It's nice to be able to count on a friend like Pooh Bear. We need a Pooh Bear. Wherever you go, oh, won't you take me, please, Pooh.
And you are listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Mantis Cabinet now with your host, me. My name is Alex. I sit in the booth, I play music, and I talk to you. We don't really talk with you because you're not really replying, but you are listening. So, although you could just call in and be like, hey, Alex, how's it going? And just because, you know, in case you're bored or whatever, the number is 604-822-2487. Yeah. So the first band I have going on is, well, stellar band name. You know this is Prog Wen. Their band name is 417.3. And their new album is __, __, __. So it looks like a face. Like, it looks like an emoticon. It's that emoticon with the flat eyes who's kind of disappointed. He's like, but anyway. And, well, on continuing with the theme of just crappy names, the song is called Plus Three. It's a stellar track, though. These guys are from Russia. They kick ass, man. This is, like, straight up, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-minute jams, all prog, all instrumental, straight up mathy. Interestingly enough, all their songs are, like, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 8 minutes, 6 minutes, 5 minutes. Like, there's no a bunch of seconds. They're all, like, you know, 0 seconds and a certain amount of minutes, which is kind of cool. I guess they did that on purpose. Yeah, so this is Plus 3. It is quite a long jam, 11 minutes, but stellar. So if anyone's bored, man, just, like, hit me up, call me, and we can chat about things. You can tell me how your day was. I can tell you how my day was. Anyway, enjoy. This is Plus 3 by 417.3 from Russia. And like I said, that was 417.3 there from Russia. They've just released this album. Again, I'm not going to try to pronounce it because it's literally an emoticon. But you can, if you just Google them, 417.3, like band or music or MySpace or whatever. If you hunt around their MySpace, you can find a link to download the whole album, which is stellar. And I think it's under the blog section. I'm just looking at it now. If you find their blog section, you find their blog section on the MySpace, and you can fully just download the whole album. It's on, like, deposit files or whatever. So I recommend everyone check that out, because it's a stellar band. The next one I got going on, and this is so sweet. So we're going to do this one. Band is called Wires Under Tension. We've got two members from Slow Six, who Slow Six is just like this other stellar prog band from Brooklyn. And so two of the guys came together. One guy plays drums, and another guy, the other guy plays pretty much switches between all the other instruments for recording purposes. But I believe when they go on, I believe when they tour, though, they have a full band, because it is extremely difficult for one man to play guitar, bass, and all of the other instruments at the same time. Anyway, so band is called Wires Under Tension. The album is called Light Science. This is the tune Position and Hold. Stellar, stellar stuff. I thoroughly recommend people check this out. I was so stoked when I found this out. Slow Six is super phenomenal. And these guys are playing at South by Southwest, if anyone's missioning to South by Southwest. Check it out. Anyway, Position and Hold.
Thank you. 44, contact 9, got a bike here.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, so first of all, everyone, read the UBC if you want to read the largest student newspaper in Western Canada. But before that was, holy crap, Wires Under Tension. I'm so stoked for this. That was a fantastic album. It just came out recently. I'm super stoked. Slow Six is like one of my favorite bands. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed that, please like check them out. Support these guys. They're on Western Vinyl. The would be the record label that they're doing, and they're playing South by Southwest with other bands like Weird Weeds, Joan of Arc, who I assume is named after Joan of Arc, the French lady who did stuff way back when. But yeah, so these guys are stellar. Like, check them out, man. This has got to be straight up one of my top picks so far. It's just a fantastic album. And super duper awesome. And then again, like, man, check out Slow Six as well. They're so good. But anyway, moving on. So we're gonna take it a little bit back in time, which is like circa 5 years ago. And a little bit of Australia. We got a DJ. Maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't, doesn't really matter. His name is Oka. He mixes some traditional Australian instruments and some mad didgeridoo jams. This is off his album, I believe it came out like 2005, I think, but God, my memory and my math sucks. But anyway, this is off an album called Half Lazy, Half Crazy, which I totally am sympathetic toward. I'm more like all lazy and all crazy, but Half Lazy, Half Crazy. The artist is spelled A-K-A, Oka. Alrighty, this is the track called One off that album. It is pretty good. Everyone, listen. Thank you.
together. Love can't keep us together.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Oka. And so, like I was saying before, there's didgeridoo in there, and I like didgeridoo. And some people were giving me crap that it's just like, you just like the didgeridoo because you get to say didgeridoo. And I'm like, no, I like the didgeridoo beyond being able to say didgeridoo, which is a cool word, but I like the sound that a didgeridoo makes. Like, even if it was called something really crappy, like a blah, I'd still be like, oh, I like the sound that the blah makes, right? Like, I wouldn't, and I'd still say, like, blah a lot, even though it's, like, an ugly-sounding word. But didgeridoo sounds cool. Take that, Gord. Anyway, so Oka is on tour in Australia. So for those of us who are going to Australia tonight, he plays tonight. So for anyone going to Australia tonight, you can check it out at Scarborough, Australia, apparently. I don't know where that is. 27 Hastings Street. So you could also just go down to, like, Hastings in Vancouver and pretend you're there. Just wrong country. But anyway, that moving on. I have now, next up is a fiend on piano. But, like, not, like, a piano fiend. Well, I guess, sort of. But he's not, like, fiending for pianos. He's more just, like, really good at piano. Dustin O'Halloran. And he just released an album, or I guess him and his crew, called Lumière. It's all French and stuff. But he's not French. His MySpace says he's from Berlin/Los Angeles/Italy. Please select your region, Germany. So a lot of places. A lot of different places. But anyway, this is off his album. It is called Opus 55. And it's a pretty good tune. It's definitely not as, like, intense and proggy as, like, some of the other stuff we listen to. And unfortunately, there is no didgeridoo on this album. There is a piano, though. And I like the sound a piano makes, just not as much as a didgeridoo. Anyway. So this is a stellar track. It is called Opus 55, and we're gonna play it, and you're gonna listen. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay, that was awesome. That was a little more subdued than what I had played before, but still stellar. Like I said, he's really good at piano. I'm no good at piano. Maybe one day he could teach me. I doubt it, though. He probably has more important things to do than play piano. Yeah, so I am just looking through what I should play next. I do have the new Mogwai, but I was like, on the one hand, the prog rock show, well, one of the few prog rock shows at CITR ought play Mogwai, because it's like, come on, that's Mogwai. But then on the other hand, I was like, yeah, but like everybody else is playing Mogwai. Don't I have to be alternative? And then it became this whole debate of whether I should be alternative for the sake of being alternative, or I should just play Mogwai. So at the end of the day, I decided to just play Mogwai. And this is off their new album, which I don't know if you've heard of it. You probably should have. Well, you know, I guess you didn't have to. I mean, if you're a prog fan, you should. Hardcore will never die, but you will. It's kind of like, but then if there's no one there to play hardcore, like to be hardcore, does hardcore still exist? And then you can get into this whole philosophical debate on if you need someone to instantiate hardcoreness for hardcoreness to exist, or does hardcore exist independent of other people? I don't know. Anyway, this is off that album. Mogwai's coming to town. They're playing at the Commodore sometime. It's like $40 to see Mogwai. I'd recommend it if you had $40 to see Mogwai. If you don't have $40 to see Mogwai, wouldn't go. Anyway, this is off that album. Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. Death Rays is the song name. And woo, let's do it. Thank you. That was just Mogwai from their album Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. That was pretty good. You know, friggin' Mogwai's stellar. If you haven't heard of them or don't know who they are, you somewhat enjoyed that. You should check it out. Their recent album probably wasn't their best. Just like it's definitely not my favorite album, but they are really good, and they do have a rich history. They've put out a bunch of stuff, which is kind of varied, and it's nice to see they're still doing something proggy. So definitely a band to support nonetheless, although $40 at the Commodore is a little outrageous. But then again, I don't like the Commodore, so
meh.
Oh, well, that didn't work. I totally tried to play something without introducing it, and it did not work. I'm going to try again. Give me a quick second here.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Penny Clark, president of the CITR Student Executive. Between March 7th and 11th, the UBC's Alma Mater Society will be holding a referendum. By voting yes, you will be supporting the continuation of the UPass and a new fee structure to improve AMS student services. This new fee structure includes a $1 increase for CITR and will protect our current funding in the future. With the additional dollar, we will launch a DJ training program, beat matching and spinning, and offer free DJs for your student events. CITR is committed to serving students and staying tuned to student needs. Between March 7th and 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum.
Yes!
Hell yeah, that was super important and worth the, 25 seconds of dead air I had. Because you know what? Thou all should vote yes on the referendum. That didn't even make grammatical sense. You guys should all vote yes. Why? Because CITR is awesome. B, because prog rock is awesome, and C, because it's good karma. Like, if you don't vote yes, there's a good chance you'll, stub your toe or, you'll miss your bus or something. But if you do vote yes, there's a good chance something awesome's gonna happen. Like, you're gonna find a $10 bill. That girl who, crushed your heart in middle school is gonna, come back into your life and be like, oh, let's get married, and it'll be awesome. Or that could also be the worst thing to ever happen to you. So that's why it's good to get good karma. But moving on. The Away From Mogwai, which is sweet. I don't know why I have a thing against them. I don't. They're really good. We're going to this artist band group. A bunch of dudes with instruments. Kuda. K-H-U-D-A. They are from Mother England. And it's a two-piece. They released an album in 2009, which is pretty good. That was their first album, called Stratospherics. And then they released another one, November 2010, so not too long ago, called Palingnesia. I'm still looking for Palingnesia. I do have Stratospherics, which is why I'm going to play it. This is a song called Spirit. And it is pretty good. So, yeah, everyone should listen and enjoy.